what triggered this bizarre behavior.
Journey into the cold heart of Northern Darkness with Nordic Crimes.
That case became like a scene from a horror movie.
A new true crime documentary series that chilled the bone.
The hunger for killing is increasing in the course of these homicides.
Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Nordic Crimes is a part of the Acast family.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome back to 1 Minute Remaining. My name is Jack Lawrence, the host and creator of this show. Today, I catch up with Damien Skinner, a man who spent almost 28 years incarcerated for a murder. A murder he's always maintained he's innocent of.
My name is Damien Skinner. I was charged with murder in first degree, and I was given 32 years of life, and I've been in prison 27 years.
Damien Skinner is incarcerated in Los Angeles, California, and has been for almost three decades, arrested, tried, and convicted for a gangland murder in 1997. It's a crime he's not only maintained he's innocent of for all these years, but one he says could possibly have been committed by his own brother. Damien, of course, has been fighting his conviction for his entire incarceration, putting through appeal after appeal, even gaining the help of one of the many innocence-based organizations in America in which to fight his case. But sadly, like the rest of the men and women that we speak with, he's got nowhere. Over the past few years, Damien has come up for parole and has found himself in front of the parole board, pleading his case as to why he should be released. But so far, each time, he's been denied. The major deciding factor to his denials has been the mere fact that he has never been willing to admit guilt in this crime. In almost all parole situations, the inmate must show remorse for their crime and that they have changed and bettered themselves while incarcerated. If they're not willing to do this, then in the eyes of the parole board, you are not taking responsibility for the crime and they'll simply stamp denied. However, in Damien's most recent parole hearing, he was represented by an attorney from Project for the Innocent, who took on Damien's case a while back. And with that attorney's help, Damien was in fact granted his parole. But, and there's always a but, the parole would also have to gain the tick of approval from California's governor, Mr. Gavin Newsom. And it would be up to Mr. Newsom to give the final tick of approval. Damien and I have been staying in contact over the past few months, and just the other day, he messaged me to say he'd received some good news.
This is Global Tel Link. You have a prepaid call from
Damien Skinner,
an inmate at the California State Prison.
The governor had indeed signed off on his parole, and he was set for release in just a few days. So we jumped on the phone to chat about what he's looking forward to, his concerns, and what he might miss about prison.
So Thank you for using Global Tel Link.
Hello.
Here he is. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Mate, I'm very good. I'm very good. A happy sort of post-Thanksgiving to you.
No, thank you. Likewise.
Plenty to be thankful this year, I'd say.
Yes, indeed. No, thankful every day, though. Whenever I open my eyes, I'm blessed. Now I'll never see another day.
Well, so I'm sure you'd be quite pleased that that'll be your last Thanksgiving spent behind bars.
Yes, indeed. That's a blessing. Now I'm thankful for that.
Tell me about how you found out that news. What happened?
Oh yeah, they granted it. The governor signed off for them to release me, let me go. So, because you know the governor had to go over my case, go over everything. So he signed off for them to let me go. So, which is a blessing in itself. You know, I'm thankful for it. You know, so I think they will be releasing me on, I think, Wednesday, the 29th.
How are you feeling about all of that?
I'm excited. I'm happy just to be free.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, you know, anxious, have a little anxiety because I know a lot been changing in the world, especially everything I see on the news and all that. So I'm excited to be free, though.
Of course.
Been a long time.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people, I talk to people, they don't understand. They don't even know my situation, my case. It's just people don't understand when you do 27 years, almost 28 years for a crime you didn't commit. Because a lot of people think just because you're incarcerated, you're guilty.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and a lot of people don't know how hard it is to really be here innocent on a crime you're doing time for. And, you know, and a lot of times that bothers me. I wake up at times, you know, I try not to be angry, you know, because I'm thankful because there's people in worse situations than me. But at the same time, I'd have missed so much over the years.
Yeah.
You know, with my life. So I'm just thankful I'm about to get an opportunity, a chance to live out the rest of my days free.
It is going to be hard, obviously, you know, the transition from, you know, you, as you said, nearly 28 years of being incarcerated, of surrounded by rules and things you can't do and places you can't go and having to get permission for certain things and not having access to other things. And it's going to be a big adjustment, I'm sure.
Yes, it is. It's going to be, man, I think about that every day. And then now I'm going to be on parole and I'm still going to be told what I can and can't do, because if I violate parole, they send you back to prison with another life sentence. So there's a lot of other things I still ain't gonna be able to do.
Yeah.
And that's so my life, I'm still ain't free yet until I get off parole, and that's for a couple of years. They say I won't be able to go with my family because they live in a different county to where they got me paroling to. So I can't go where my wife is at because she's in a different county from where I'm paroling to. My mother, I can't go there. So it's still going to be hard because that's my support. So if I can't go around my support, then that could be an adjustment in itself.
Sometimes it almost feels like they're trying to set you up to fail, Damien.
Yes. And they do. And I always tell people that because I see a lot of people who violate parole, and that's what they do, because hopefully I don't get a parole officer that's an a-hole, whatever, excuse my French, that's petty. If I get a parole officer that's petty, then I'm going to be walking on a short leash, because they be trying to violate you for anything.
So what are the stipulations of your parole, apart from only having to not being able to leave the particular county in which they're being paroled to?
Other stipulations, I haven't received that yet. Hopefully I receive all that tomorrow.
Right.
But I already know, I talked my wife and my mother now and talked to my parole officer. He already told them that I'm not allowed to go where they at. He's not going to allow me to go where they at because they're in a whole different county. He's in L.A. County. My mother's in San Bernardino County, which is like an hour away. And my wife is in Kern County, which is like an hour and 30 minutes away. He already let them know I'm not going to be able to go visit them. If I do, then that's a violation. So now I got to figure out a way. I'm going to figure out a way how I'm going to make that work with my family because my mother is real sick. My mother has cancer, and I definitely want to visit my mother.
Of course.
After all these years.
Can you not apply on compassionate grounds for an exemption or, you know?
He told me the parole officer, he talked to my wife. My wife talked to him, and he said I need to talk to my counselor, but they try to get me in a transition house that's closer to them. He said he don't understand why the board now sent me to a transitional home in L.A. County when I don't have no family in L.A. County. He said normally they parole you to where you have support at.
Yes.
He said I don't have no support down there. So he don't understand why they is paroling me down there. So he told my wife to tell me to talk to my counselor, but the counselors now haven't been here in almost over a week because of the holidays. So I hope they come tomorrow. That way I can explain my situation to them. Hopefully yeah. they change it within these couple of days. If not, I got to go to L.A. County, and then they're going to be hard on me. The situation going to be hard for me.
None of it's easy, is it? That's for sure.
Yeah, and that's not really enough time, 2 days. Hopefully I get someone who will work with me and call the transitional house to relocate me. It's already going to be a challenge.
So on your release, will your wife be coming to pick you up from the prison on your release?
Oh, yes, sir. She going to come up here and get me.
At least that's something to look forward to a lot, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Just to be free, just to be able to hug her and my mother, you know, and be able to have breakfast with them. You know, I look forward to that. We go have breakfast. You know, my favorite restaurant is IHOP, so they're going to take me to IHOP.
I was going to say, what's the first meal going to be? But obviously, there we go. We're going straight to IHOP.
Yes, indeed. It's IHOP right here by this prison, they say. So we go stop right there, IHOP, have some pancakes. I love pancakes.
There we go. He's going to eat. You're going to stuff yourself till you can't move.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, what about work for you on the outside? Are you going to be finding work, or how are you going to financially support yourself once you get out?
I'm going to look for work. No, that's the goal, because that's, for me, I think that's my number one challenge. No, having a murder conviction on my jacket, I know it's hard for certain jobs and certain stuff, you know. So hopefully that is the goal. But I'm also going to take some online classes to become a me and my wife, we didn't talk. I had started already studying and taking little classes to be a certified drug and alcohol counselor.
Oh, wow.
So... yeah, so because I want to help those that need help, because it's a epidemic out here, an opioid.
Yeah.
So I study a lot on drug and alcohol, try to give back and help those that need help.
I only spoke about this the other day, Damien. The thing I've noticed quite a lot with incarcerated men and women that I speak with, there are so many people who come out of this, or even their plans on coming out of this, is to help other people in situations like, you know, people with drug issues. I speak to another gentleman who just came out of prison after 28 years, and he's helping youngsters stay out of gangs and getting involved in violence. Why do you think it is that people in your position feel the desire to help others?
Because we see the outcome of people that's living that lifestyle, especially like gangs, because I grew up in a gang-infested area, and, you know, we see the outcome. There's no benefits, and we see the dangers. There's so many young guys in here. I help a lot of these young guys in here now. I help tutor them so they could get their GEDs, and, you know, I help these youngsters in here every day because
yeah.
I try to get back. I want to keep them from coming back in here. No, let this be their last time they come in here, because there's more to life than just getting out there game banging. There's more to life than just getting out there committing crimes. There's more to life. They need to live. They,
yeah.
They 18, 19, 20 years old. they need to live. So I feel it's my duty to help and give back. Because I got nephews, and I talk to my nephews every day.
Yeah.
About gangs, about drugs, about all this. Because I don't want to see my nephews and them in this prison, you know, spending their lives in here when there's a whole lot of life to live out there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do you think, and this might sound like an absolutely insane question, Damien, but bear with me. Do you think there'll be anything that you'll miss about prison?
Yes, a lot of things I'm going to miss about prison. You know, I tell my wife that because when they first found me suitable, she asked me why I'm not happy. And she's like, why you just seem so sad? I said, no, it's bittersweet because for the last 27, 28 years, these people was my family. I built a lot of good relationships. I met a lot of good people in here. You know, a lot of people here for making mistakes that led them in here. I met a lot of good people in here on both sides, from inmates to COs to just regular free staff that's working in here. I met a lot of good people in here. And just to be leaving them behind after 27 years, 28 years, it's like losing someone close to you.
Yeah,
I'm going to miss a lot of guys in here. I'm going to miss a lot of guys in here because they helped shape me who I am today.
It's a big chunk of your life, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, there's one of my favourite movies of all time is a prison movie, and it's, I don't know if you've seen Shawshank Redemption, but and I know it's just a movie and all that sort of stuff, but one of the characters in there talks about being institutionalised. And some people aren't able to make it on the outside because they have spent so long behind bars. Do you think that's a thing? Being institutionalized?
Yes, it is. I see a lot of people in here that's institutionalized, where they focus their whole mindset, everything they focus on is prison stuff. So yes, they institutionalized from the way they make their bunks, from the way they program, like the way they do stuff, they institutionalized because their whole focus is things that's surrounded by prison stuff. So that's what makes them institutionalized. They doesn't think beyond prison.
Well, look, I mean, Damien, I think, you know, obviously you've got hurdles in front of you on the outside, but I think you've also got, you know, your wife and family are, you know, obviously not going to be close by, but they're there as support. So look, I wish you all the best, and I hope when you get out that we can have a chat once you're out and once you're settled, and catch up and see how you're going.
Yes, indeed, we can do that, and I will make sure I keep this number and reach out to you as soon as I get out.
Look, I wish you all the best for your release, sir, and I look forward to talking to you on the outside.
All right, thank you, and I look forward as well.
All right, take care.
Have a good day. All right.
Bye-bye.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Well, there's no secret that Damien has challenges ahead of him, but of course we wish him all the best, and we will definitely be catching up with him once he is out and settled and seeing how he's getting along. 1 minute remaining is a Mashed Pumpkin production, created, hosted, and produced by Jack Lawrence. Audio and sound design by Jack Lawrence and Dom Evans of Earsay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.